But let's talk about something more serious now. Infinity. You said one day you can't add up to infinity, and you can't take anything away from infinity.
Infinity.
Yes.
So the concept of infinity we're moving on to now. Okay.
You can't add to infinity, and you can't take away from infinity, you said.
Yeah. Infinity is a number which cannot be added to or taken away from, yeah.
So how can you go from, let's say, if you're in a car, you go from 0 mile to 1 mile. I mean, when you do that, you go through an infinity of number, but you go through them. Like if you're going, like, 1 mile, from 1 mile per hour to 2 mile per hour, then you go through infinity.
You pass through infinity whilst you're going from 1 to 2 miles an hour.
Yeah, because you're going through, you see, increasingly you go 1.1, then 1.111.
You've got your maths wrong. Look.
No, it's one.
You've got your maths wrong because you're talking about units of time. If you were to travel an infinite number of units of time, you would stay in the same place and occupy everywhere at the same time. That would be how it would work. So you couldn't you couldn't accelerate from 0 miles an hour to infinite miles an hour. It's not possible.
No, but you're going from 1 mile per hour to 2 miles per hour. And in doing so, between one and two, there are an infinite number, infinity of numbers.
Yeah, there are an infinite number of decimal points, yeah, but that's not the same as an infinite number of numbers, because... There is no number between 1 and 2. It goes 1 and then 2. So what happens is actually...
It goes 1, then there is a time when it goes 1.1. Then there is a time when it goes 1.11. And so
But you're misunderstanding it, because it's not really as simple as that, is it? Because it starts off at 1. I mean, I can't believe I would move on to astrophysics here, but it goes from 1, and then it would go... to 1.00000000 for an infinite amount of time, right? No, not for an infinite amount of time. For as much as you can imagine, depending on the rate of acceleration and depending on how much you've slowed time down to look at the acceleration itself. So, I mean, as I say, that's why we have numbers and we don't use decimal points all the time. You would go 1 to 2, right? 1 unit to 2 unit, because you're talking about units. So it would literally be 1 then 2. It wouldn't be 1.00000, because it's irrelevant.
Well, this is why I'm a little bit stuck, you see, because I think, like, every time you accelerate, then you are going through an infinite representation of the speed. Let's say if you accelerate your speed and decelerate, then you are going through as well an infinite number.
The problem you've hit is the way that we look at the universe. It's not a problem within the universe itself. The problem is the way in which we describe the universe. There's a constant obsession in Western philosophical thought. This is going above everybody's head here, probably, apart from yours. There's a constant obsession in Western philosophical thought to divide things up into units, whereas actually, in reality, there's no such thing as a separate unit. So if you look at, for example, the room that you're sat in, that is not actually separate from you. It's part of you. Because you are what you look at, what you think you are, and you're also defined by what you're not. So, in truth, you're not separate from the universe. You are the universe.
We are the one who are making this universe infinite. Let's say within it, we're making it this way.
I'm saying is that this discussion that we're having now, we're hitting problems with the idea of dividing motion into separate units of time. It's not the case, you know. The simple fact is that, say, if you were in a car that was travelling from A to B, it's not really that you're travelling from A to B. You're already at B. It just depends on how you look at it and from which perspective you look at it. You know, because you're already there. Everything has already happened, right? And everything is about to happen, and nothing has happened, right? In the universe that we live in at the moment. And it's impossible to divide those three things up. The past, the present, and the future are all one thing. And so you're talking about accelerating from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4. It's actually not, it doesn't really work like that.
Yeah, but there is something called continuity, you see, in mathematics or whatever. If you have something that's continuous, because you feel it's continuous, when you accelerate, your speed is gradually getting bigger all the time. You feel it. So you must have gone, let's say, within an interval from from 1 mile per hour to 1.1 mile per hour, you must have gone through infinity. You must have gone through an infinite number.
No, it's because we exist in an infinite universe that these problems are arising. It all points towards the fact that the universe is infinite. But we've gone above everybody's heads, Pedro. I tell you what, listen, thanks for calling the show. And I don't want to... don't want to just lose everyone. I love conversations with Pedro because I am genuinely fascinated by these sort of things, but I'm aware of the fact that most people probably find it a little bit confusing or boring. Let's move on to Owen in Barnsley. Thanks for the call, Pedro. Pedro, the philosopher there, how about that?